Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Josh Mulkey. He is a hatchery manager for Tyson at their Dahlonega, Georgia facility, which services their Cummings farm. Josh, thanks for coming. Josh, you've had your work cut out for you because Tyson, of course, has been making this transition to antibiotic-free for at least a part of its production, and your hatchery is associated with one of those farms. Now, the first step, of course, is to take the antibiotic out of the hatchery, gentamicin that was used with Inovo vaccination and so forth. What sort of steps did you have to take in the hatchery to get ready for this transition?
Well, basically, we just had to rip the Band-Aid off, clean our hatchery from top to bottom. I've noticed that some of the things that we took for granted, we can no longer take for granted anymore.
Such as?
A machine sanitation. When a guy comes and says the machine's clean, sometimes it's not clean. Not as clean as what it should be without antibiotics. So basically, I mean, we just had to up our game. We had to inspect what we expect. Just an overall step up in our process.
So what sort of things did you have to do? Because when you think about a hatchery, I mean, ventilation is a big thing. Sanitation, all the machinery, the egg handling itself. Where do you begin with something like that?
We start from at the back or the front door, whichever way you look at it. But you start at the egg room and you work your way through. Clean egg pack goes a long way. We had to make sure that our fogging program was spot on all the way through our transfer process. Into our hatchers, and even coming out of our hatchers, we had to just go through step by step to make sure everything was good to go.
Now, before you said you ripped the Band-Aid off, that could be painful.
Oh yeah,
was this painful for you in a sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. I had the fortune of just coming into the hatchery at the same time we were pulling gentamicin out, so I didn't really know what it was like before gentamicin. Or with gentamicin, but I definitely know what it's like without it, that's for sure. Some of the things that the guys were accustomed to doing, we just couldn't allow it anymore.
Now, where you were using the antibiotic was with the Inovo vaccination.
That's right.
So I would think that maybe that area more than any place is somewhere where you had to focus.
Absolutely.
What sort of changes did you have to make there?
Just an overall cleanliness of that machine. Certain things that we were doing, we continued to do those things. We just had to basically step it up a notch.
And again, is that mostly with cleaning, or is it in the preparation of the machine?
Cleanliness and the integrity of the vaccine from the time it goes into the bag to the time it goes into the egg. At my location, we had to go as far as ripping out our entire lab and putting in a not necessarily a new operation, but we had to get all the wood out, anything that would hold bacteria, we had to rip it out. So, you know, when I say starting from we had to start at the beginning and work our way all the way through, that's exactly what we did. We just had to anything that we saw that was a potential for bacterial growth, we had to pull it out.
Now, I would think that in a situation like this, you've got to bring in some outside eyes, fresh eyes, to take a look at that. What sort of folks did you bring in to evaluate your processing system?
We brought in folks from within Tyson, some of our vets, and we also brought in Dr. Chris Williams from Zoetis. He brought some of his guys in, and you know, with a combination of everybody putting their minds together, making sure that all of our T's were crossed and our I's were dotted, we were able to actually come through it pretty good.
Did they make any other recommendations to you?
The only other recommendation that they made was, again, making sure that we stay spot on sanitation.
And what about once the chicks are leaving the hatchery, going out to the grower farms, What sort of extra precautions do you have to take there just to ensure a healthy, biosecure trip?
Again, it goes back to sanitation. We have to make sure that our trailers are clean. We have to make sure that our chick dollies are clean. Everything, anything that chick could possibly come in contact with, we have to make sure that it's clean.